Blog Talk Radio.
Special 10:30 radio edition. Lot to get to, as always. Lot to get to. Hockey heating up before week five. I wanted to pick way, but right now we're going to Calper it out.
Jamie, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good, eating some chow mein here at the airport, here, chicken chow mein to be exact, but yeah. Hot seat for Chip Kelly out there, chubbles and idiots. You got the sissies coming in after they embarrassed my Cowboys, and in comes the perp into Jerry's world, so I think we're going to lose. I still go out of the theory that Leary fires chubbles and he goes down to hook 'em horns. Your thoughts on that?
I know you want the trouble fired, and I think it's a little premature yet. It is only 3 losses.
Well, they did call it after week 4, did they not?
Well, that's a different earner that is a little more reaction.
I understand that, but the bottom line is he's paid to win games, and that his Eagles, I don't care if it's my Cowboys, he's now in charge of the idiots. Would you agree with that, or yes or no, on personnel, right?
Yes, he is paid to win games, and he's not doing that. I think he takes that upon himself, and he knows that he has to start producing, or his days here could be numbered very easily.
Because if he gets embarrassed by the sissies in Lincoln Financial, and then the G-men come in and beat you guys in Lincoln Financial, they will burn that place to ground next week and we have a job. Because they're going to fire Mr. Strong down in Texas. That's a given. I talked about that last year, and you heard it here first. But my Blackhawks hung the banner. They got embarrassed by the Rangers. The Wussy Wild came back against the Colorado. And how's your Fakers doing this hour so far?
Fakers 0-1. They did get a point, though. They lost to Lightning 3-2. And they started back-to-back against Florida today and Monday.
All right, who's your I did a little show with a friend of mine. He's taken the Cockroaches, the Chicago Scrubs, to win it all. He's a Mets fan. So who's hoisting the trophy in Major League Bums the main time before you let me go? Who are you taking?
Well, Calpo, before I let you go, I think it's hard to pick against the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah,
it's very hard.
I agree. I want the Mets. I have $20 on them in Vegas for a $90 return, so we can only hope. My buddy, my board member, Ted the Talking Head, doesn't think about the Dodgers, but I do like the St. Louis quesadillas. I do like the quesadillas, and good to see the Astronauts in there. The Ribs are in there. It's fun to see. I'd love to see the Royals win it, a Show Me State series. Jamie, have a great day, an epic week. Go Eagles, go Cowboys. Ciao.
A shout to you, Calpert. And he is gone, and we say hello to this next park, and he's up on you, what you have to say.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, nothing good. I got nothing good to say. I'll tell you what, can you give me Jamie C., the voice of optimism? Can you give me one reason to be optimistic about anything this Eagles team will do in the next 12 games? Just give me one reason, because I'm struggling to find any.
No, there is no reason. None.
Let me tell you something, dude. This team is a complete disgrace. Through 4 games, I don't even know. There's no way to sugarcoat it. I don't know how else to say it. This team is a complete disgrace through 4 games. That loss last week, you lose to Kirk Cousins and Pierre Garçon, and I guess whoever the running back is, and Morris didn't even get that many carries. That was an embarrassing loss on so many levels. I didn't want to deal with this team right now. I didn't want to deal with it. That was awful.
Horrible, and you had the lead, and you blew the lead on that last drive. There's no positives, right?
Yeah, and it's like, you know, people want to blame the defense for that loss. Listen, when you're on the field the whole game, one, two, and don't get me wrong, the defense deserves some of the blame. They get no pass rush at all.
Yeah,
people can blame the quarterback, but I'm like, dude, when you get no pass rush at all and the quarterback can just stand there, guys are going to get open in the NFL. But you're up 4 points. I'm sorry, you're up 4 points with 7:30 left. On the 50, they had two chances to do that. If you're any kind of decent team, you go down the field to score and put the game away. And they couldn't even do that.
No, they can't do
anything,
right?
I'm fired up
today.
I'm still angry.
I know you are. And the fact that they couldn't even get a first down on the last drive, he gets sacked, and then 3-yard rush is just pathetic. And, they couldn't even get any sort of a pass rush. Cousins is still back there, I think. He is still out of time, still haven't got to. It's just a pathetic performance in every way.
I mean, yeah, and we'll see. You know, you got 12 games left, like you said, but I just, a lot of Chip Kelly's ego moves have really, 3 or 4 games looked bad. I mean, the decision to just dump Perrimans and Mathis is looking real bad right now when your O-line is getting blown up every single game. You know, and now all of a sudden it looks like the receivers are not good enough. You got guys dropping balls all over the place. You blew $40 million on DeMarco Murray. One, you don't even use him. Two, even if you did use him, there's nowhere to run anyway because the offensive line is so bad.
Yeah, can't open any holes. $63 million on Byron Maxwell. He's not doing anything. DeMarco Murray.
We got nothing. This is the worst time in Philly sports I can ever remember. Everything sucks.
I wish I were more optimistic
with this, but I can't find any reason.
There is no positive. And even Kiko Alonso, who we thought was the warm bright spot, he's still out for a month.
Before you let me off the line, I will say I am looking forward to watching Jahlil Okafor play this year. So there's a positive. There we go.
Yeah, that's a positive. See Ja dominating the post as they on the quest to lose 60 more games. So
yeah,
I think that's
well,
the only hope we have. Let's go, Ja. Yeah, he's in trivia before. I'm going to let you off. What?
Okay.
What's this trivia here? I can't even read it. What Chicago Bears cornerback returned a missed field goal? 108 yards for a touchdown. What are the choice? That's not going to happen. November 13th. Is it Devin Hester? No. You're done. No, he already had his gas. Oh, you wouldn't have got the Nathan Bashy. Give me a break. Thank you. We'll talk again, sir.
Yeah.
We will talk again.
Why are you rushing him off?
Now
you have no
callers. Why are you always so mad about the way I run this, please? Don't recruit for cars. There's no reason. I don't want him to call. What? Has he texted you about the game, though? What? Oh, look, we got someone. We got Uncle Tom. I'm sure he wants to talk some President's Cup. We got Goff, and he is on here. Welcome in, sir.
JC, congratulations on your big 250th show.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
What do you think of what's your prognostication for the big game tomorrow?
I think there's no way that you predict a win. I'm going to have to predict another loss. I just have positives, and I have nothing that leads me to believe it would be any different than where we.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to argue with. They've been so inconsistent that it's difficult to determine what team is going to show up.
Yes, difficult to determine whether they're going to be bad on offense, defense, or both. You can't even know what their laws are going to be.
Now, Drew Brees has had a really strong history against the Eagles, so let's hope that doesn't continue tomorrow.
Yes, and it could get real ugly real fast against this poultry or secondary, throwing it to Colson down deep and some of the other guys they have.
Well, Colson hasn't played that well, and in their defense, in the Eagles' defense, their defense has played a lot better than the offense has, and the Saints don't have Jimmy Graham anymore, but it seems like regardless, Brees always has a way with the Sixers. So, move on to the Flyers. What do you think of the new 3-on-3?
Well, yeah, 3-on-3 overtime, and we're 0-for-1 so far in it. But I think it will add a lot more excitement and put a lot more at stake, and I'm liking the prospects of it. If we could fare better in it.
Yeah, I think we're going to be challenged to make the playoffs, but the future's bright with all those guys we have in Allentown. I think we're stockpiling really good players and a lot of good former future blue liners. Don't you agree?
Yes, and we need help, and we're finding it down at the PPL Center, and I think we got a bright future if we just wait it out. And I think we could have a little fun on the ice this year too.
We need Shen and Couturier and Reed to step up and help the other guys out, so we know what Drew and Voracek are going to give us.
Yes, there's no excuses for them anymore. They're not the young kids. They've been here for 5 or 6 years. It's not like they're still maturating. It's time for them to put up a shut up, I think, a little bit.
Agreed. And finally, before I get off, what do you think of the President's Cup?
Ah, the President's Cup is good golf. And I told you, I like these match plays at the end of the year. So that's why we need to have them. I'm loving that. We're having it every year. USA is faring well. And I think it's going to be...
We're only a point up, though. I bet Louis Oosthuizen and Brandon Grace are pretty tough. Both of them are undefeated, 4-0.
Yeah, they are pretty tough. In there, that Oosthuizen is going to do well. It seems that he is up near the top of every major event that we have on this land. British Open, he finished in the top 5 in that playoff. Masters of, and he's won a British before. Masters, he does well. So Louis is a big game player, a little bit. He likes when the lights are on.
Singles are coming up tonight, so you know, if I were the czar of the golf world, I definitely would have pitted Jordan Spieth against Jason Day. I think everybody would have wanted to see that, but that's not how it shook out. So we'll see how the singles go.
Yeah,
how about
singles.
Any trivia on the way out?
Yes, let's give you some trivia that I could read this time.
Can you help me?
No. What 76ers point guard earned 6th Man of the Year honors in 2000-2001? Aaron McKee, Allen Iverson, Ken Thomas, or... Bobby Johns. Jack.
So, read the question again. It was the point guard who did what?
A guard who won the 6th Man of the Year in 2000-2001.
A guard who, oh, okay, won the 6th Man of the Year. So, obviously, it can't be Iverson. He was their lead player.
Right.
I would say it would have to be Aaron McKee.
Yes, Aaron McKee is certainly correct, and he is big, and he thrust into a starring role at the end of the playoff season that year, of course.
I played golf with Aaron McKee this year. He's a nice guy.
And now a proud St. Joe's assistant coach with one of the other golf people, Phil Martelli, that's going to be chopping up soon. Thank you, sir.
All right, James. Have a good weekend.
All right. Let's go. You're up. What do you have to say? Live from the Wildcats. How are we going?
Well, I was waiting till halftime, but it looks like we got about 10 seconds left. That's why I was waiting to call. The score is
yes.
Wildcats nothing. Mount Carmel nothing. In a very physical, violent, lots of yelling, coaches arguing with referees, offsides, other coaches calling the influencing the referees to make the calls. You'd enjoy the tension and the anxiety going on around here. But very tight, without quirk. Tommy actually, when I was on hold, just fumbled with an exchange. In the exchange with Ben handing off to him, they fumbled.
Is it Tommy's fault or Ben's fault? Who is that fault?
I don't know. I don't even know. I was watching him. He's coming running right at me, and it just looked like he was just running full speed. Was excited to get it, but never really bothered to get the ball.
All right. Enjoy the game, sir.
That's it?
Do you have anything else?
You got people on the line?
No.
Nobody on the line, but you want to get rid of me.
Talk, man.
Kosov is going to call a little later. Now he got a pass. Oh, intercepted! Oh, my! Jesse! Going for a touchdown! Pick six at the end of the first touchdown!
Yeah! It's a Wildcat pick six.
Jesse with an enormous pick six. As the half was winding out, they got too greedy. Oh,
yes.
My gosh, what a huge play.
Enormous. Enormous play.
Yep.
All right.
6-0.
We got people on the line.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Kyle, and he is... welcome in, sir.
Jamie.
Yes.
How's it going, buddy?
Going well.
Sounds like you're going to make your way down tomorrow, the rumor has it.
Oh, yes. I believe I am.
What are you looking for in tomorrow's game, Jamie? What do you think the run game does? What's the split of carries going to be between the three backs?
I think it's going to be Matthew's show, and he's really going to get a lot of yards. I think Chip is fed up with DeMarco, and you're going to see a lot more Matthews.
What's going to happen? Do you think DeMarco takes down the locker room, or is he going to be a problem child, or how does he
Well, remember, DeMarco's a hired gun, so DeMarco has no allegiance to this Chip Kelly program. So if they continue to lose, I think you'll see DeMarco make a heel turn a little bit.
We've also had some underperforming receivers. What do you see tomorrow? Who gets a breakout?
Yes, we've had some major underperforming receivers for people like Josh Huff and Jordan Matt and Nelson Aguilar, and I hope he breaks out. And I think that my daily fantasy play of the week is Nelson Aguilar.
All right. I like that. How about Zach Ertz? Do you see him getting involved finally?
Well, I think that it might be too little too late for Zach Ertz because every game, every year, I think we've seen it, and I'm hoping
he comes to life here for us.
Yeah, I hope he does, too. But I just don't see it.
And flipping to the other side of the ball, our young middle linebackers are out. Do you think that Hicks holds down the fort pretty well still?
Yeah, I think he can. And I think it's a nice loss, but I think it'll be a fun game and hopefully a higher energy tailgate. Okay.
I'll be down there with bringing Carter down, so we'll be down bright and early.
All right. I can't wait to see you, and I want the energy, and I'm sure you'll have it. And no delayed flights or anything delayed.
No, we're driving, so we'll be good.
All right.
All right, Jamie. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right. I'll see you in less than 24 hours. Look
go
at
Birds.
That. So soon. Yes. Let's see here. This is Frank Reich. He's up on us. He's up. How are you, sir?
Jamie?
Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
All right. Let's talk about baseball. Who's going to make it to the World Series?
I can't see any other way. It's not like Cardinals and Blue Jays or Cardinals and Rangers the way they're playing. I think whoever wins the two Cardinals and Cardinals series and Blue Jays series will get matched up together. I see no other way.
How about, Kansas City's up 2-0, right?
It's 1-1. 2-0, the Rangers are up.
Okay. You know who pitched for Kansas City last night?
Cueto.
No, reliever.
Who?
Madsen,
our old friend.
95 mile an hour fastball. He looked terrific.
Yeah, he said he still had it, and apparently he's right?
Yeah, it's real nice to see, yeah. In the last 2 years, Kansas City, after the seventh inning, when they're leading in the last 2 years, 151 wins and 4 losses in the last 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I never saw a stat like that in my life.
No. That's
okay.
Just staggering.
I never saw anything like it, Jamie, you know?
Yes.
All right, what's your prediction for your beloved Birds?
I think it's a loss. I see no other way.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're going down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that'll do it. Happy adding
all
you. All
right.
Talk to you later,
I'll
all right?
I'll see you later, maybe, all right?
Okay, take care.
Mr. Costable will wrap us up. You're up, sir.
Hey, Jim, it's John from Devon. How you doing today?
How you doing, sir?
Good. So you're heading down to the game tomorrow?
Yes.
Cool. So what do you think is Eagles aren't looking too great right now. See, like, what do you think, like, number 1, 2, and 3, what do you think are the 3 biggest problems right now with the Eagles? Do you think it's Chuck? Do you think it's Bradford? Is it the offensive line, the secondary?
Secondary, offensive line, and just play calling. Are those a good 3?
Yeah. Pretty good. I could probably give you, like, another 8 to go with it, the way they're playing right now.
Yeah, there's plenty more, but that's the big 3 for me.
Yeah. I think a lot of it, like, I agree with you, the play calling. Like, they just don't have that deep threat receiver. And I think the way Bradford's playing, it's just so inaccurate. The receivers are dropping balls. It's painful to watch these guys sometimes.
Yes.
And then a lot of buzz in the last few days or so since USC got beat by Washington. What do you think about Chip Kelly going to USC next year and coaching the Trojans? Do you think it's happening?
I think there's other people that can do that, like Brown. I think you have to give him a look because I think he'll never get out coaching. Charlie Strong. So I know they want Chip, but I think there's other candidates, John.
Yeah. And how long tomorrow's game? How many plays or how many series do you think it's going to take before you crowd?
I see there's no more than 2 series before the crowd turns.
Yeah. How do you see the game playing out? Do you think Breeze is just going to kind of light us up and pick us apart like he did in the playoffs?
I see no other way than Breeze will pick us apart like a puzzle.
Yeah.
Just this man threw us.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to watch him in the Flyers opener with the 3-on-3 overtime the other night?
Yes, I did, and I was very encouraged by defense and the shots on goal that we did have, even though we fell, and I think it's going to be a fun year.
Yeah, I think there's some young guys. I think there's a lot of young defensemen down on the minors that I think have a lot of potential, like Godespeed, Sam Moran,
yes,
and Robert Hagg. So it'll be interesting to see how those guys kind of develop over time. I'm concerned about the
right
scoring. I think, I mean, we had two penalty shots we missed. Lawton had the one in overtime, and then we had the other one earlier on. That could have,
yeah,
either one of those. They go in, we win the game, and get 2 points.
That's not a killer for the year penalties, because you've certainly seen it before with other Flyers,
yeah,
teams.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think of the 3-on-3 overtime? Do you think that's the right way to go in the NHL? To settle that side?
Well, I think 3-on-3 overtime increases the chance of scoring, which is the only goal, and brings a lot more intensity to the overtime. So,
I like it
a lot.
I definitely like it. Yeah, it was entertaining. Like, it was just a lot of like back and forth action, but it's like you get one little play or one guy's out of position, came over.
Yeah.
You
really got to execute everything.
Some of them, like having the guy like Giroux, can kind of look both ends.
Yes, I think Giroux can help us in the future, and Frank is there, and I think if we have a lot of good scores, and we could it could increase our chance of winning some of those 3-on-3 overtime. And until next time, Birds, week 5, let's get a win, please, and no one get hurt. That's all I ask. A nice, clean win. Can we get that? Is that too hard to ask? Too much to ask? Please do it. Please. Bye.